Let me end here for our show by asking you about Julian Assange. You've been doing some advocacy. You've supported Julian, and I wanted to get in, so specifically, the latest development that we know is where we're learning more information about what's going on with the Spanish private security company that was doing espionage against Julian while he was in the Ecuador embassy. We've got the first actual admission in the Spanish High Court from David Morales, who is this owner, this person who was involved in carrying out the espionage, planting these microphones, saying that he did it. We know he's making trips to the D.C. and Alexandria area where the grand jury is located. And so we're going to have this extradition hearing coming up. I'm interested in your thoughts about what this first hearing is going to be in February, where I'm going to actually be going to cover and report on it. But I want to know what your thoughts are about this hearing and how it's going to focus on the espionage at the embassy, the right-wing government's attacks on him while he was in the embassy, but then also the fact that he's charged with a political offense that isn't recognized around the world.
Yes. This first round in February is short, but it's very, very important for the reasons that you've just cited. We're going to be able to hear for the very first time what exactly this company, and by extension, the CIA and the FBI, were doing to entrap Julian. We really don't know what the story is, other than what we've read in outlets like El País and frankly, at Shadowproof. I think you're the only two outlets that have covered this. The real hearing, the meat of the hearing, is going to be later on in the spring and could stretch all the way into the first week of July. That's the actual extradition hearing, the extradition request. Now, there's a precedent. There are two precedents, actually, for UK courts denying US requests for extradition based on the United Nations determination that the way the U.S. uses solitary confinement is a form of torture. There were two cases where two different men, one was a terrorism suspect, one was a drug smuggler. They were subject to extradition hearings, and the judges ruled that they would likely be placed in solitary confinement. The United Nations says the U.S. practice is a form of torture, and because of European Union at the time, law and British law opposing torture, that the extraditions could not go forward. So Julian's attorneys think that they have a real shot at this. He's already been placed in solitary confinement in the UK, and we saw what happened to his mental state. What's going to happen if they put him in solitary confinement in the US? And you know they will, because he's such a high-profile prisoner, and that's what they do to high-profile prisoners. So I actually think he has a real shot. Now, with that said, what happens if he is not extradited to the United States? He'll be expelled from the UK because he's already done his lousy, measly 10 months on the bail jumping charge. So they'll expel him to the UK. He's an Australian national, so he'll likely be expelled to Australia. And then what's to stop the United States from just asking the Australians to extradite him? And we start this whole process all over again. So I'm worried, frankly. I'm worried for the guy.
That's true. And there's one realist response, and I feel like throwing this out just so that, not just as advocacy, but for people who have low amounts of information, to say that I believe that quite clearly, if there was such a thing as a Bernie Sanders administration, this would all end, because
I agree.
There's no reason to pursue Julian Assange policy-wise, or there's just no way the Justice Department would be wanting to open this can of worms. Even if, Bernie Sanders is not going to say a kind word about Julian Assange, it doesn't matter. He's not going to want to pursue the extradition of this dissident journalist. But the other thing I want to have you close on is, we spoke about this a while ago, I was blown over by the operation that was being conducted against journalists and people who were visiting the Ecuador embassy. And I think that what we're missing in all of this is any sense among our media or our press that this is actually an attack on journalism? There's really no, and if they are self-aware, it's really hard for me to tell. I mean, there's a great clip of Jim Acosta at CNN being asked about the Julian Assange case. It's hard for us to tell. I mean, this is the guy, right, that's constantly complaining about the Trump administration revoking his press pass or not letting him in to the White House, or you know, harassing him while he's on his way, or you know, being mean to him while he tries to ask a question of Donald Trump, even though he's trying to put on a show for CNN by interrupting Donald Trump while he's speaking. And it's just like, I can't tell if they're not aware or if they just don't care. It's hard to tell if they're just inept and aren't making connections, or if they really truly just believe that this case is never going to impact them. I don't know what your viewpoint is, but quite clearly when you look at what happened around the embassy, this was a targeted operation against journalists that wanted to cover Julian Assange.
Oh yeah. It's willful ignorance, really. I agree. This was a well thought out, well executed operation. It was an operation against Julian Assange, but really it was an operation against these journalists too, which is funny to me because when I was at the CIA, we had this golden rule that came out of the bad old days of the 1970s, and that was that you leave journalists alone, right? The CIA got burned in the Church Committee hearings and the Pike Committee hearings in the mid 70s. Because of the way they used and exploited journalists. And you can't do that anymore. Well, either the policy has changed, which I think is likely, or the policy was changed for Julian Assange. Somebody was able to argue successfully that this wasn't a targeting of journalists. It was targeting of Assange by using journalists. Either way, it's just rotten. And it's something that nobody, literally nobody, on the Senator House Intelligence Committees, the oversight committees, has even raised, let alone addressed.